Hey everyone, it's your girl Jessica Lane, and welcome back to A Kinder Morning. Today we're diving into something super important. Building healthy boundaries for our mental well-being. You know that feeling when you walk out of a conversation drained? Or when you constantly find yourself saying, yes, even when you really want to say, no. That, my friends, can be a sign that your boundaries are a little fuzzy. But don't worry, we're not here to judge. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about creating a safe and healthy space for ourselves, so we can show up as our best selves in all areas of life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone into your home, right? You'd want to feel safe and comfortable. Your mental health is no different. It deserves the same level of protection and care. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries and reclaim your mental well-being. 1. Recognize your needs. The first step is getting clear on what you need. This can take some self-reflection. Journaling can be a great tool for this. Jot down how you feel in different situations, what drains your energy, and what truly nourishes your soul. It's about understanding your values, your limits, and what brings you joy. Ever felt like you're constantly giving, but rarely receiving? That's a red flag. Remember, it's okay to prioritize yourself. 2. Communicate clearly. Okay, this one can be a little tricky, especially if you're naturally a people pleaser. But clear communication is crucial for setting boundaries. Don't be afraid to say no when you need to, and express your needs assertively. You don't have to be aggressive, just honest and direct. Think of it like ordering at your favorite restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the waiter what you want, right? 3. Practice saying no. I know, saying no can feel scary. But trust me, it's a superpower. It takes practice, but each time you say no to something that doesn't align with your needs or values, you're reinforcing those boundaries. Start small. Decline an invitation you don't feel up for, or politely push back on a request that feels overwhelming. You got this. 4. Protect your time and energy. Think of your time and energy as precious resources. Don't just give them away to anything and everything. Learn to say no to commitments that drain you or don't serve your goals. Make time for activities that nourish your soul and bring you joy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 5. Seek support when needed. Building healthy boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to putting others' needs before your own. Don't hesitate to reach out for support from trusted friends, family members, or a therapist. Talking things through can help you gain clarity and develop strategies for setting and maintaining those boundaries. Okay, now let me paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You have a friend who constantly calls you late at night, even when you've clearly expressed that you need your sleep. Or maybe it's a coworker who always dumps their workload on you because they know you're reliable. That's where those boundaries come in. You could gently say to your friend, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but late night calls tend to disrupt my sleep. How about we schedule a call for time during the day?" Or to your coworker, "I'm happy to help when I can, but I'm already at capacity with my own tasks. Maybe let's prioritize and figure out what's most urgent." ... See? It's not about being mean or shutting people out. It's about communicating your needs clearly and respectfully. So remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and don't be afraid to adjust as you go. You deserve to feel safe, respected, and empowered in your life. Before we wrap things up, I want to challenge you to take one small step towards setting a boundary today. Think about an area where you might need to establish some limits. Maybe it's with social media, your work schedule, or even family commitments. Take that first step, and let me know how it goes. As always, keep shining bright. I'll catch you in the next episode of A Kinder Morning, where we'll dive into another topic that can help you cultivate a more compassionate and fulfilling life. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. Let's spread kindness together one morning at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.